This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of early spring, and it's the second week of the great groundhog moon, the time that the sun moves into fertile Pisces. On the 18th day of the year's second month, the sun reaches its halfway point to equinox, entering Pisces at the same time and initiating the season of early spring. A six-week period of changeable conditions, infiltrated ever so slowly by warmer and warmer temperatures that finally bring the first trees and early bulbs to bloom. By this time of the year, all along the 40th parallel, moss is growing a little more on old logs and the first rhubarb leaves are unfolding in the garden. Skunk cabbages blossoming in the swamps, aconites and crocuses and snowdrops in a yard or two. Depending on the year, foliage expands on poppies and pansies and daffodils, tulips, hyacinths, and strawberries. All of those hardy leaves are expanding a centimeter here or there, such measurements seeming unimportant until they can measure spring. And then there's no insignificant degree. The signs accelerate, accumulate, and become a new season, turning into what they represent by force of numbers. And then what looks the same at first as any winter day is really a day in early spring. The wind is still raw, and the grass and the trees are brown, but the balance has tipped. The thaws are preserved, their effects impervious to the steady progression of cold fronts. And suddenly, winter collapses into giving birth. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of early spring. In the meantime, go out every day and collect the signs of the new season until you have them all.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.
Poor Will's Almanac is presented by Five Rivers Metro Parks, fostering physical and mental health through outdoor activities.